This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I remember like really being committed and being really pure with my energy. And I was just only doing music. And I was like suffering financially. You know, I was like probably 19, 20 maybe. And I was used to being like a young adolescent baller, you know, for my age group, you know what I'm saying? After all, jury of money and just having the attention and the respect of being somebody that was, you know, somebody that knew how to get dope. And I was just in the studio so long that all that shit kind of faded. And I was, my ego was taking a hit and I wasn't familiar with that, you know, but I was still committed to the process. And then, you know, the police raided the studio and took all the equipment and put a gun on me that was in the house, a shotgun. It was a registered shotgun, but I was on probation for a gun. I told, you know, the probation said you can't be around no guns at all. They booked me for the gun, took all my equipment, and I was really just in the house working. You know what I mean? Just like, they don't know that. Nobody know how pure you are but you. I was really pure at that time. I wasn't doing nothing but music. And I'm like, damn, you know, like I was confused. Like, where does the good karma pay off at? Where does this shit come back around at? I was real committed. My money got short. That ain't stopping. You know, like I said, how I was being viewed changed. People kind of like act like I fell off a little bit, and I still stayed committed. And then on top of all that, I got raided, and they took all my equipment. And they put a new case on me. I was just confused about it. And I remember, like, questioning everything. Like, damn, I don't really have no part of the game to brace me for that. You know, it kind of discouraged me for a long time. But I had accumulated so much music. But from when I got raided, I stopped really recording every day and got back into hustling full time, because I got to fight a case now and I need a lawyer. And probably like 6 months to a year later, a person named Johnny Shipes, he was an executive at Epic Records. He had a joint venture up there at Epic, reached out to my people and was like, I know the song and it. And I didn't make no new music. I'm like, I ain't going to the studio. I'm not doing nothing music related right now. I'm hustling. And he's like, nah, man, you watch shit that's fire, bro. I don't want to really make this shit happen. I just did Sean Kingston, even Sean Kingston manager. They just put up crazy numbers at Epic, put a contract on the table, and broke bread with me. And it was all off old work. And I realized, like, damn, this is backpack. You know what I'm saying? But it took a while to go through the process of coming back. I was expecting, like, to be protected because I was working. If for nothing bad to happen. But that ain't how it came back around. It came back on its own time. You never could outrun your karma, good or bad.
I think as human beings, everybody has a natural gift and a natural passion. But then you go outside and you get influenced and you feel pressure from what's going on outside. And so, you know, I read one time, like, would you rather be at war with yourself and at peace with the world? Or at peace with yourself in that war with the world. It's about just the authenticity and the honesty. I'm not in, you know, a culture of going outside hustling every day no more. I'm not in a culture of, you know, being involved with gang activity anymore. At that moment, for me to make art, I had to reflect on reality, you know? And so it would be untrue. I was talking about balling or talking about owning businesses, I didn't. But as my life changed and as the reality of what I was actually living changed, I had to change what fueled the art. You know what I mean? And I think that's what keep it accessible to people. You got people that have been removed from the streets for years and it's still what's the dominant narrative in their music, and we lose touch with it because it don't have the same texture as when it was actually what they was doing. a lot of times, even when you work out, your brain, your body's a lot stronger than your brain sometimes. And you gotta catch your brain up. Your muscles will be ready to keep going. Your brain will have this limit. You know what I'm saying? And be like, I can't do no more. And then your body will follow suit. But when you can break the mental barriers, you'll notice, damn, I can do way more. I was crazy. You know what I'm saying? I had way more in me. So I think that's an example of like feeling like you can't, like you're exhausted. You about to, you know, you overwhelmed. And then being clear that, you know, this is how I feel to be pushing yourself more than you ever had, demanding more. You know, that's just the natural way to feel when you press your line and press yourself to produce more and then be better, you know what I'm saying?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.